Coming up, the last week in July, as astute listeners will know, it's the Mizzou International Composers Festival. One of the things that comes out of that festival is eight new pieces of music, one each from a resident composer. I've been visiting with those resident composers over the last several weeks and airing excerpts from our interviews on this program. My guest this week is Matthew Brown. He's one of the resident composers and will be in Columbia for the festival. Matthew, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Last May, just graduated from the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, which is where I am right now, just getting some writing done in a quiet college town during the summer. I've written quite a bit. I mean, mostly I would say typical, what you expect from typical classical composers. I've written a bit for wind ensemble, a lot for orchestra, a couple string quartets, a choir piece, you know, try to keep a finger in every pie while I'm young. I find my niche, you know.
Now, what size of arrangement do you most enjoy writing for?
Well, right now I'm really enjoying writing for orchestra. I've had some tremendous opportunities recently to work with orchestras, and the possibilities really are just endless with that combination.
Who are some composers historically that have inspired you, or whose work gives you a jumping off point?
One of the first composers I really got into orchestrally is Mahler. He's one of those composers that is underrated in terms of orchestration, I'd say. He was very ahead of his time. He wrote a lot of chamber passages in his symphonies that I think rival some of the best chamber music out there, and then also wrote some of the most striking orchestral cuties I've ever heard. So him, for sure. And then I'd say more recently, I've been really interested in the orchestral music of another Ann Arbor resident, William Bolcom, who I actually just heard the premiere of his trombone concerto in New York, a marvelous piece.
Matthew, what is your instrument? What do you play primarily when you play?
I'm actually a recovering saxophonist. I used to play a little bit. I haven't played much recently, just because I've been concentrating so much on composition. But yeah, I'd say that's my primary instrument, and I play a little bit of piano as well.
So being a recovering saxophonist, does that instrument find a role in your compositions usually?
Yes, actually. I write a lot for the saxophone. I have, first of all, when you're studying at the University of Michigan, you have one of the best classical saxophone programs in the world, and performers who are absolutely gung-ho about commissioning new music. So as a matter of fact, my recent dissertation is a work called Cabinet of Curiosities, which is a saxophone quartet concerto written for the Donald Pinta Quartet, which was just workshopped in April here at the university, and it was so fun to work with such great players.
Up next, we'll hear Barnstorming Season, the final mix from Dr. Matthew Brown. He says it's similar to the work that he submitted for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. How is the work similar to what we'll hear Alarm Will Sound perform here on the Missouri Theater stage in July?
Well, it's a very, again, a very ridiculous piece. It's about old barnstormers in the 1920s, these guys who would take airplanes around the rural Midwest and land on their farms and then charge for rides and do ridiculously dangerous stunts for the crowd's amusement. And to me, it just sort of felt and sounded like a bit like Looney Tunes. People would watch these crazy, ridiculous stunts and cheer, and it'd just be wacky and insane. So the piece is similar to Writer's Room in that it sort of captures all of the jerking and crazy changes of style and affect, and you know, all the while just being like a crazy circus.
That's the composer Dr. Matthew Brown talking about Barnstorming Season, final mix. He'll be here in Columbia for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. Then he's headed to New York City to find his fortune